Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
I mean, there's a little message to the Toronto Maple Leafs. I was getting a giggle during the song there because my internet crapped out, but Solana didn't know I was still connected. It was just the video that went bad. So I heard him telling Appel, watch what's going to happen. Hawk's going to come on here and he's going to blame my computer. Watch what's going to happen. And I'm listening and I'm laughing the entire time because he was already angry at me. I hadn't even done anything yet. He's just like, oh, watch what happens. So the moment that my picture did come back, I said, hey, you got to get your computer.
I mean, you would think
it was going to set him off.
You would think the Panthers lost game seven the way he's come in today, yelling at Jimmy about how he parked, yelling at you about your video feed.
Crazy, man. He's out for blood. Maybe because he has to work, you know. When all sports are done, no offense to the Marlins, and we've got Marlins to get the giveaway this week. But when the Heat and the Panthers are done, we all get to start our summer vacation, really. You know, Matt Mervis started his a few weeks ago. We're just trying to catch up. Nah, it's a cheap joke. Anyway, the Maple Leafs have been disposed of, and the Panthers go on to the Eastern Conference Finals again, which is truly unbelievable. And one of the things that I want to talk about today, because I saw a question posed on the Five Reasons Sports Twitter account, which said, where is Paul Maurice now in all-time South Florida coaches or managers? And you have to make a case that Paul Maurice, I mean, think about it. They're down 2-0. And again, they've gone to the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row. They're in the Eastern Conference Finals again. But Paul Maurice was brought in to fix an already really good team, has done so, and just in this series with Toronto, they're down 2-0. Doesn't faze him. They lose game six. Doesn't faze him. Guys come out. They play an unbelievable game last night. And so I saw that question, but this is what got me really intrigued by it. I don't know if you follow Adam Lichtenstein from the Sun Sentinel. He covers the Hurricanes. But his answer, he said off the dome. So I don't know if he'd give it too much thought. He had Don Shula as number one. Jimmy Johnson, number two. Howard Schnellenberger, number three. Paul Maurice, four. And Eric Spoelstra, five. I think, you know, again, I mean, he covers the Hurricanes, so
I was going to say there's a little bit of
yeah, I understand the bias towards the Hurricanes, although you can understand Jimmy Johnson led them to national championships. Howard Schnellenberger revitalized a program that we wouldn't be enjoying. I mean, he's certainly in the conversation. I mean, he put them on the map football-wise. And then he's got honorable mentions for Dennis Erickson, Butch Davis, Jack McKeon, and Jim Larrañaga.
So every Canes coach is involved.
Well, in again, he's saying off the dome, and he's covers the Hurricanes. So I understand the bias there, but I wonder where, because we've talked a lot about Bill Zito. There's certainly a lot of conversations about where does Bill Zito now fall in the hierarchy. Is it Pat one, Zito two?
I think for now, but Zito's got a chance, I think, to surpass Riley, which is insane to say. But if this run keeps up over the next few years, he's got a shot. But still, right now, right this second, it's Pat 1 and Zito 2. And I think there's a big goal.
Well, a lot of people do anything, though, based on recency bias. The recency bias is Bill Zito and that Pat Riley keeps whiffing. I get that. If you look at it in totality, I'm with you. Riley's number one.
Get three championships here. I mean, what are we doing? Yeah.
And over 20 years.
Put together arguably the greatest NBA team assembled in the modern era, you know, did something that no one else had done really up until that point. But Paul Maurice too, like, we talk a lot about Bill Zito, and we talk a lot about obviously Matthew Tkachuk, and then the acquisitions, Brad Marchand and Seth Jones had a great game. But we talk about the players, we talk about the front office, but Paul Maurice has to be in the conversation, right? Of greatest coach or manager in South Florida history. And what is he, just 2.5 years in?
Yeah. Don Shula was definitely the first name that came to mind.
Right.
Spo was a little low on Adam's list for me. Yes. Multi-time champion head coach. Maurice is in the conversation, but I don't think, because it's only still one championship.
No longevity.
He's just entering that conversation of being like in that 4 or 5 range for me. But it's insane to think back. Now, I never was a non-believer in Paul Maurice. I know you guys can't say the same, but
I believe I called for his firing the first season.
And you were not the only one. But like, you think about how many instances, like two high profile members of this current team, Sergei Bobrovsky and Paul Maurice, have completely flipped the narrative that was around them from the beginning of their tenures with the Panthers. Now, Paul was only about 3/4 of a season before they turned it on. Bob was not what they expected when they spent $10 million a year on him. The first 2 years he was here, he was just an average goaltender. But the way that those two specifically have flipped the narrative on what their tenure with the Panthers looks like, it's been one of the coolest aspects of this. And that first Paul Maurice season, and I was saying it to you guys every time I would come on, you'd ask me, and you laughed in my face about it. And I said, look, guys, I know they're not getting the results, but I know what I'm watching. They're playing okay and well at times as they're trying to get used to this system that we now know as ball. And you see, once it starts flowing and once it starts going and they pick it up and they buy in, this is the result. And then on top of that, you've got a general manager in Bill Zito who you can count on one hand the amount of misses that he's had in player acquisitions. Like, I remember being so uneasy, not just player acquisition wise, but so uneasy about, oh, Andrew Burnett took over a really difficult situation, led them to the President's Trophy. Like, even if you don't think he's the guy, like, hasn't he kind of earned another shot?
I thought it was a huge mistake to let him go.
Yeah. And like, I at the time, I'm like, hey, I'm a little uneasy, but I feel like Zito kind of deserves the benefit of the doubt. But you think of all the massive swings he took in that offseason, right?
Yeah.
Which I think when you juxtapose that on what Pat Riley's last few years have looked like, not that he hasn't tried, it's been well documented that he's tried, but what's come to fruition.
Well, Bill Zito's
put together, like, what the Leafs need to do is basically what the Panthers did the year they got swept in the second round by the Lightning. I don't know if there's a Matthew Tkachuk type out there that they can acquire. Like, Mitch Marner is going to walk most likely, but like, they're in that same position where they have a really good regular season team, but it's just not built for the postseason. And Zito has completely flipped that here.
By the way, Josh Bell is in for Channing Crowder today. Crowder is unavoidably out of pocket, and so Appel will sit in for us. Clay Ferrero is going to join us today. And Chris Whittingham is going to join us today. I would say one of the differences between Riley and Zito on player acquisition, I think Riley has been much more conservative. You can have this person. These guys are untouchable. And I think Bill Zito has kind of been like, make me an offer on anyone. I'll listen. I mean, the Huberto trade obviously is an example of that. I don't know if there was anyone off limits, though, for the Panthers. And so there's something to be said for taking big hacks and connecting, and he's done so.
I mean, Spencer Knight was supposed to be the goalie of the future, right?
Shocked me, and I thought that was a terrible maneuver. Even though Bill Zito has all kinds of cachet in my book, I was like, what are you doing? And then Seth Jones has been great.
Was the best player on the ice last night, arguably. I think you absolutely nailed that part of it, in that Riley is hesitant to give up a guy like Hero, include him in those conversations. I don't know. I mean, Solana would probably speak to this better than I can as it relates to Bam in these trade discussions. But, I mean, those two guys are the equivalent of trading a guy in Huberto who has been a
lifer. I think Tyler Hero is pretty equivalent to Huberto, and I think he was completely off. Well, I shouldn't say completely off limits, but I think he was very hesitant to move a piece like that. And I think, obviously, you've seen the results. And again, doesn't always work. It's worked for Zito. Doesn't always work. You see it not work. When you think about all-time coaches, Solana, you have Spo above Maurice at this point. I think you kind of have to.
Six NBA Finals appearances for Eric Spoelstra. Yeah. I know I'm biased. I know, but...
No, but I think we would all have Spo in front of Paul Maurice. I think Adam Lichtenstein's probably on an island on that one.
Yeah, and it's not an indictment on Paul Maurice. Like, Eric Spoelstra did it with LeBron. I get that. And most people are going to say, well, four of those were with LeBron, and it was all LeBron. But the dude is widely regarded as the best or second best coach in the NBA.
I've seen plenty of coaches have LeBron and not go to the NBA Finals. So, to me, that's like the worst argument. I hate when people do that. Oh, you had LeBron. Oh, really? Well, so did David Blatt.
Right. That's the first name that popped into my head, too.
Where do you have Darvin Hamoan on your list, Adam Lichtenstein?
All of a sudden, it became a first segment to bash Adam Lichtenstein.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee. All for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices, you'll look good, and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today on the show, we've got Marlins tickets. We've got a pair of tickets to see the Marlins host the Giants. That's May 31st. That happens to be Black Legacy Day at Lone Depot Park. We will give away a pair of those tickets every single day this week. Matt Mervis did have a double this weekend, so he kind of got a little something back in the swing there. I think he's still batting like 184, somewhere around there. Is he 184, 188, somewhere around there?
Little Cubs are in town. Revenge series for him again.
Huge revenge series for him. I've been saying this since they were at Wrigley, but now it's really going to work. Anyway, we'll talk plenty of Panthers today. I want to talk some NBA today as well. We're going to talk some Inter Miami today. Chris Whittingham is going to join us. They put up a dud last night. A lot of stuff to get to. Kudos to Solana for fixing his computer problem right at the beginning of the show, because that could have really derailed things today, and no one would have been happy with that. Solana's in a bad mood. Jimmy didn't park well, apparently, in the parking lot, and it set Solana off. Jimmy, did you purposely try to park over the lines, or you had things to do and people to see?
No, I think I parked fine.
Oh yeah. So the picture I sent Jimmy where your rear right tire is over the line. You think that's okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as bad as you're making it out to be, Solana.
If I struggle to get out of the driver's side, then the person who parked to my left and I'm inside the lines, park like
a
D-bag.
Very close to the left-hand line, though.
Am I inside the lines?
Read the room.
Yeah, Solana, you center it in your spot, all right?
You center it in your spot. Stop worrying about other people's spots. Center it in your spot.
So let me get this straight. The person who parked inside the lines is at fault, and the person who parked over the line is not at fault?
Debatable whether you're actually inside the line.
Oh, is it really?
Look at this. All right. Yeah, I think you're touching the line.
Okay, I don't think I am. I don't believe I am, actually. And I believe Jimmy owes it to everybody that works in this office to go downstairs and fix his car. Nothing bothers me more. If I get out of my car and I see that I have parked incorrectly, I've parked over the line, especially at my workplace, I get right back in my car, I fix myself, because I'm a good human. Jimmy, what the hell, man? What the hell?
I'm a good human, too?
No.
Well, not by Solana standards. Jimmy, do you bring the grocery cart back from your car after you unload the groceries into your car?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes.
What word was that?
Groceries. It's an old-fashioned word.
Oh, okay.
It kind of explains what I'm talking about, the stuff that you shop for.
What does
groceries.
It mean?
I invented that word.
Huh. Oh, okay. I just hadn't heard it.
Well, you guys aren't old like I am, so I probably shouldn't have used a word that old for you guys.
Is that like a Great Depression term?
Yes, groceries. Hey, what a world. Let's get headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. And trust me, I will get to Solana's text to me about Brad Marchand before the playoffs began, where he called him a bum waiting to happen. Let's get headlines brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. Oh, also, I want to get to today, we have a brand new song for the show. We have a listener came and saw us at Whiskey Stars and Cigars, and we're going to start to implement this theme song. This dude put together a banger. He put together a banger. So we'll be featuring his Hockman and Crowder song every day until we get tired of it, which we've done before. We've had songs before that we've gotten tired of. I think Marcos made a song for us, right?
Yeah, Marcos made a song for us. We've had a couple listeners make some show bangers for sure.
This is a good one because he made a video with it too. We'll tweet it out at some point. But this dude made a video with it as well, and it looks really good. So I want to get to that today. We'll do headlines though. Brought to you by Durell Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durell Volkswagen.
Our audio team is also endeavoring to find the montage of Hawk calling for Paul Maurice's firing prior to our first ever run to the Stanley Cup final. So that is in the works as well. The conference finals begin tomorrow, 8 p.m. short turnaround for the Cats.
Yeah.
In Carolina. They got to go through customs, I'm sure, when they land in Carolina as well.
Hmm.
Short turnaround, though. Carolina has been off for a couple days. Panthers played yesterday, but they blew out the Leafs in Game 7. Effing awesome yesterday.
It was something to behold last night, man. Those poor Maple Leafs fans.
No. We're not doing the poor Maple Leafs. Well, they were poor Maple Leafs fans when they were down 2-0 and they were still trying to, you know, bring some energy to the building. Enough with the poor Maple Leafs fans when it's halfway through the third period and in the middle of play, we're chucking jerseys on the ice and we're throwing beer on the ice. Like,
yeah, they're unhappy. They haven't won a Stanley Cup since before man walked on the moon, if you believe that hogwash. You see the shirt I'm wearing? See what this is?
Argonauts.
Go Argonauts.
Yeah.
That's right. Toronto still has a quality sports team, the Argonauts.
And they've got the grilled cheeseburger at Wendy's now as well. So
right.
Did they
right.
really lose?
Tim Hortons.
Yeah. I have several notes about the game we can talk about throughout headlines on the show, but the one thing that really stuck with me about last night. Does anybody know how the Panthers scored the fifth goal yesterday? Like, is there any video evidence?
No one who was watching TNT. Did they show it? Did they have it on, like, TSN? Like, did they get the goal?
Sportsnet was right on top of it. And, like, the weirdest part about it is the replays they were showing had literally nothing to do with what was going on. It was so bizarre. And then you've got Eddie Olczyk for 30, 40 seconds talking about how the Panthers just scored, and they're still on this replay that had nothing to do with anything.
It was really hard. Like, I thought Solana had messed up the computer again. No, I thought that there was something wrong with my TV, like it was lagging or something, and because I said to Lori, and I'm like, they just scored again. And she's like, where? And I'm like, we don't see it, but it's 5-1. And like, it was really tough to play along because they really – they didn't acknowledge it in a fashion that they should have acknowledged it, which was, whoa, we were showing a replay. There's been a goal. Like, they were almost too casual about it. It was very odd.
I love TNT's NHL coverage.
It's great.
But that was a terrible mishap. Thankfully, it was a goal that really didn't mean much. But the first thought I had was, with the noise that ESPN gets for their NHL coverage, could you imagine if they had been the ones to make that type of mistake, the uproar that would come.
I saw Barry Jackson tweet something along the lines of, it would be like Tony Romo saying to Jim Nantz during a replay that we're watching, hey, I think Dak Prescott just threw for a touchdown. Oh, did he? Yeah, I think he just, it was that lackadaisical.
I'm trying to think of, like, the mechanisms for how that even happens, because in my head I'm thinking that
I can tell you the mechanism. Everybody'd stop paying attention to the game.
Well, in the truck, like, you figure for the NFL, it's like, all right, when there's a play about to start, like, we're out of our replay no matter what. For hockey, if we're about to have a face-off, we're out of our replay no matter what. And it's not just that they missed the goal. Again, they stayed on that replay for like 20 more seconds. It was so
they didn't just cut away from it real quick. Like, it was really weird.
Maybe the producer had a bathroom break.
Possible.
Or maybe they had parked right on the line in the parking lot and had to go back out and move their car. Yeah.
Maybe it was like a maple.
Jimmy doesn't want to do that. Jimmy doesn't want to miss anything.
Obligated maple syrup break in the production room in Canada.
Yeah.
That is possible. Yeah. Possible for sure.
Yeah. Of course. Brad Marchand, I love you. it is crazy. He's won 5 consecutive game sevens against Toronto now. Do I have that correct? 5 straight?
I don't know if it's consecutive.
Well, he hasn't lost a game 7 against Toronto All the ones correct. He's played,
he's
right?
He's won five game sevens five, against five game Toronto. Sevens, four, yeah. Obviously, four with Boston, one now with us.
Yeah, absolutely insane. Inter Miami did just absolutely drop the ball again. There's like some legitimate concerns with the Herons right now. Who?
What's the biggest concern? Inter Miami, TNT missing that goal, or Jimmy's parking?
Or Matt
or
Mervis?
Adam Lichtenstein's list.
Or Matt Mervis batting below 200.
Man, tough. Tough to call.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of mishaps.
Mm-hmm. Surprise hasn't Hawk hasn't referenced the Mendoza line. Feel like Hawk is a big, like, if he gets an opportunity to reference the Mendoza line, that'd be
well,
something.
You both would have said it. So
what are you talking about? You said below 200.
What's that?
You said below 200. You didn't say use the term Mendoza line.
But both of you have used the term Mendoza line, so I just haven't said it.
It's just more of your
Cal Quantrill had an immaculate inning yesterday.
He did.
I stand by my take. Cal Quantrill will never be a superstar player.
That was one of your takes?
Good take.
You had a take about Cal Quantrill?
I believe I did, yes. Better than my right. Brad Marchand take.
Yeah, that was bad.
Again, conference finals do begin tomorrow. Knicks closed out the Celtics. The other game seven yesterday, Oklahoma City pulled away in the third quarter against the Denver Nuggets, and they move on. Conference finals in the NBA begin tomorrow. Oklahoma City, Minnesota, game one. Knicks, Pacers, game one is on Wednesday. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's another hot day in South Florida. And truthfully, it's probably going to get hotter and hotter as we move into the week. That's your weather.
Somebody texts in, bad parking is infuriating. Jimmy has to go now. Shows a lot. Jimmy is a douche.
I disagree.
All right, fair enough. Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment from Carline at School.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee. All for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we bring on Clay, we had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we've got a chance for everyone to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. And you get a tour of the Florida Sun-Grown Farm. You enjoy fine spirits, a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. Is it Florida, though? That's what this liner says. I didn't know it was in Florida, Solana. I thought it was outside of Florida.
Yeah, I thought so as well. I'll have to double-check to make sure that that liner is correct.
Because this prize is amazing. This Barn Smoker tour apparently sells out. When the tickets go on sale, it sells out in minutes. And we've got a pair because we did Whiskey Stars and Cigars with our friends at Drew Estate. So I just want to make sure that we have it right. You can get all the details at WQAM.com. That's where you go to win. I'm telling you, this is a great prize. And so if you want to win, go to WQAM.com. You must be 21 or older to win and attend. Go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can register right there. Clay Ferrero is with us, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10 here in Miami. Clay, are the Panthers, Paul Maurice, Bill Zito, are they all in the conversation? Is this era in the conversation for greatest era of Miami sports ever?
This feels like when we do Face Off on Sports Sunday and the topic isn't actually something to face off about. Like, I think everybody's in agreement on. Like, we always give our producer a hard time. What exactly do you expect us to argue about here? Yes, I mean, absolutely. And I think,
well, here, let me get more granular. That's a fair criticism by you. Let me get more granular. I'll tell you exactly where the debate is. Okay. So Five Reasons Sports tweeted out, where's Paul Maurice right now in all time South Florida coaches / managers? And Adam Lichtenstein from the Sun Sentinel responded, Don Shula 1, Jimmy Johnson 2, Schnellenberger 3, Paul Maurice 4, Eric Spoelstra 5. So if you want to get more granular, let's narrow it down to all-time South Florida coaches. Where does Paul Maurice rank?
That's fantastic, actually. And by the way, I didn't mean it as a criticism. It was almost
fair. No, that was actually a fair criticism because the way I asked it was very general.
I think that's the debate, I guess, is Paul Maurice versus Spo, right? And I think you can make arguments both sides. I think at this point, I'm probably siding a little bit with Spo only because of longevity. And yet you could also make the reverse case that, you know, like the last couple of years haven't been great for Spo. And I think there've been a lot of things that you could be critical of when he didn't have the elite superstar player to kind of elevate them. So I would still lean towards Spo because I think the sample size is a little bit greater. And yet, man, if you find a way to win back-to-back Stanley Cups and maybe even if you don't win the back-to-back Stanley Cups, but you get to the cup final again, then I think the conversation becomes a lot more debatable.
Clay, we talk about Paul Maurice. By the way, good to talk to you outside of the concourse at the Amaret Bank Arena.
I know, right? I thought we'd be talking about the food selection at at Amaret Bank, not the Amaret.
Right outside the JMO bar. We talk a lot about Paul Maurice, and I remember when the Panthers acquired Brad Marchand, everybody's assumption was he's going to play on a line with Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, and those three would bruise through everybody and they'd be a pain in the ass to play against. Well, Paul Maurice sticks Brad Marchand with Anton Lundell and Etu Losarainen, and those three have made up arguably the best line on any team throughout the playoffs so far. What have you made of the fit of those three together? Because in the two clinching games against Tampa and Toronto, those three have led the way.
Well, it was a masterstroke, and you know, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think we could sit here and talk about, man, props to Lusterainen and how much improved he is and all that, and he is. And yet, I think you have to look at Brad Marchand and say that guy is an elevator, like not like the actual physical elevator that goes up and down, but a guy who elevates the players around him on the floor. But I feel like when you have a player who can elevate the teammates around him, it's just something that you can't really quantify. And Marchand has been that guy. And it's not just what he does from a statistical perspective and all of that. I've just been blown away by how everybody on the ice with him, there's like, and he joked about it last night, that there's this belief with this team. And yet I think it's more than a joke. It's when you're on the ice with that guy, you've got confidence that you're going to be the best you can be, and he's going to find you in your spot.
If Zito doesn't win GM of the Year, Clay, is it ridiculous? Is it a joke?
Is this a face-off question too? Because I think, yeah. And you know what's funny is I'll say this:
more rigged than 2020.
Yeah, there were a couple of times where, oh no, I'm not going there. Come on.
Sometimes I can't help myself.
You know
how I'm going out one day. Something gets past the guardrail.
The views expressed on this program by the host do not necessarily
reflect
those of the ghost.
I'm just teasing.
I think the thing that was surprising to me, I think, was Seth Jones obviously has a ton of talent. Like, you know why they got him, and yet last night, man, you felt his presence. And I mean, you could easily make the case that the goal he scored really ended the game. At that point, it really deflated the entire arena. And I just feel like the Marchand move is the one that, you know, right now, because of the name and because of you know, everything that's attached to him and his ownership of the Maple Leafs franchise, like, that's the name you're hearing a lot. But the Seth Jones move, and you know, you go back to last year and making some of the moves at the deadline that paid off, and you know, it's just you build the foundation, and it allows you the freedom to add pieces that you think are going to put you over the top. And that's the best formula. And it's clear that he's built that foundation and he's making the right moves to supplement it.
Clay, let me shift over to the NBA. We've got our final four set, and we'll have a new champion at some point when it's all said and done. Timberwolves, Thunder, Knicks, Pacers, who you got? Who's going to be the matchup in the NBA finals?
I'm leaning Thunder Knicks. I'm also at the point where any one of these matchups to me would be really cool. And I kind of like the idea. And look, obviously the Knicks won a championship years and years ago. And yet it's not this era's Knicks, and these fans haven't had a chance to celebrate that sort of thing yet. So all these teams, you're looking at teams that would win their first ever championship. I think that's cool. I think that you've got young superstars that are kind of elevating these teams. And I'm cool with however it plays out. I think you'd be a lot of fun. Now, with that said, I think, you know, the NBA wants New York in there if at all possible.
Well, what I was going to ask you. Is it good for the NBA? Crowder and I maintained all last week, much to Solana's chagrin, but it happens to be good for the NBA when the Knicks are competitive.
Yes, 100%. And I think you could at least sell, okay, major market against a smaller market team that has a young superstar or young superstar type talent. So, like, you can do that. I think it's really challenging, I think, for the NBA to sell it if it's Indiana versus either one of those teams. You know, the ratings are not going to be very good. So I think everybody in the league office is pulling for the Knicks to make it, and then you showcase Ant or SGA, and I think you've got something marketable there.
Yeah, but isn't Indiana the home of basketball? I mean, come on, Clay, Hoosiers.
I mean,
right?
They play at a field house. I mean, who plays at a field house unless you're the home of basketball?
You know, you can make the case it's the home of basketball, but it ain't going to be the home of many Nielsen diaries or however the meters or however they do it. Like,
diary days.
Yeah, seriously, though, no, just reality. I mean, there's not when you had the big three. Right. Even though Miami isn't the, you know, a top five market and all that, you had like the team that everybody either loved or hated because they all came together and all this stuff. There's just not that with the Pacers. There's not much marketable there. You need to be polarizing one way or the other. And I don't think the Pacers are either one of those things, and combine that with them not being a big market. I don't think it's going to be a whole lot to sell there.
Giannis had an interesting tweet over the weekend. He likes Florida cities, or he loves the Florida City Outlet Mall. I'm still debating what he meant. But Clay,
he hadn't completed his thought right when he hit send.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I love that Nike outlet too, man. Don't get me wrong. No, Clay, do I have some patience with my harpoon? Like, what do we do here after that tweet?
I mean, it depends. Are you an Orlando Magic fan? Because that would be a great fit.
Oh, stop.
That'd be perfect.
Come on.
And they actually have players that I think could entice Milwaukee. I was just thinking this, by the way. I saw the report that the Bucks are inviting some top eight players in for workouts in the NBA draft. Look, I don't buy into conspiracy theory and all that stuff with, oh, well, you know, the Mavericks got the number one pick and all that. So you're looking at this thing and you're like, even if the Heat hadn't gotten the number one pick, if they hadn't made the playoffs, let's just say they get into the top five. You have an asset there that clearly the Bucks are looking at right now as something that they want to get back in exchange for Giannis. They're already making those plans because I think they see the writing on the wall. I don't see how they match anything that other teams could come up
with. Seems like we might have lost Clay for a second. Seems like we lost everybody for a second. Looks like we're having some connectivity issues back at the studio. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a commercial break and...
What happened? Did we lose Clay?
I believe... Everything dropped at the studio, which doesn't bode well for me.
Yeah. We gathered.
Uh-huh.
We gathered. Mr. Defensive over here.
Uh-huh. Which doesn't bode well for me, but it does seem like for a quick second, there was a bit of a blip in our connectivity here at the studio.
And you think it happened back there at the station?
This time it definitely did, Hawk. I can't even talk
about it. Because Appel and I were having a conversation amongst each other, and we noticed that you and Clay had disappeared, and I don't know. I put two and two together and figured perhaps it was the radio station's computer that had crapped out, mm-hmm. not mine. Mm-hmm. Regardless, I think we got enough out of Clay there. I think we got the info that we needed to get from him. I was going to ask him, though, if the Heat don't get KD or Giannis, is it a disaster going into next season?
If they're bringing back the same team?
Yep.
Andrew Wiggins, well, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo.
Essentially, I mean, you can make smaller acquisitions.
Right.
But if they don't get KD or Giannis, is it a disaster of an offseason?
Here's why I would say no, because I think the Heat should still be positioning themselves for 2026. If they can't get Durant, if they can't get Giannis, be smart, remain flexible. However, with that being said, Hawk, nobody's going
to
like that answer.
People are going to be pissed. Tough to sell.
But don't forget, a lot of stuff happens during the season prior to the trade deadline. Look at the Warriors getting Jimmy Butler. They exercised some patience during the offseason. And it worked out pretty well for them until Steph Curry got hurt. Who knows if he stays healthy? If the Heat go through the offseason and remain flexible because they can't get Giannis or KD, I would still say, at the very least, let them work through the trade deadline to see what other opportunities open up.
That's a tough, but I think that's an even tougher sell, though.
For sure.
Not just like not doing anything, but like, then I'll be patient. It's coming later.
For sure. Nobody's going to like that answer. No, everybody's going to hate that answer. But also, I'd prefer that, truthfully, than just trading off Tyler Hero for whatever, or just to make moves for the sake of making moves.
I'm saying, essentially, you've got two giant whales out there.
Yeah.
KD and Giannis. And I could even make the argument that KD is no, I mean, I'm not even making the argument. He's nowhere near the whale
that Giannis is just based on his age and his injury history, but it's hard to harpoon a whale. Ask Pat Riley. Like, he loves doing it. It's very difficult. If they don't get one of those guys, and it's unbelievably difficult to do so, is it a disaster going into next season? It's kind of unfair, but it might be. That might be the reality.
It's the reaction people are going to have no matter what happens. Even if Giannis goes for 72 first-round picks, right? Like, people are just – it doesn't matter. Like,
another one you didn't get.
Heat fans are desperate for an acquisition for a big-time move, and unless that happens – yeah, the reaction is going to be sleepy Pat. Somebody go wake him up. It just is what it is.
And meanwhile, Bill Zito out here wheeling and dealing Will Wito.
Tell you what, man.
Getting Brad Marchand for, ends up being a first-round pick, but who cares? Brad Marchand.
Bleep them picks.
Yeah, bleep them picks when you go to the Eastern Conference Finals over and over and over again. All right, Solana's going to fix the computer, which I had suggested we do at 2 o'clock this afternoon, but no one listens to me. And then we'll come back with more.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's a new season, but it's always truck season at your local Chevy dealer. And right now is the perfect time to find your own. If you're a truck person, then you get it. Hauling, towing, reliability, Chevy trucks deliver. Check out ChevyDriveChicago.com. They've got all the info you need to research your future Chevy truck and find a dealer near you. Now, maybe a truck isn't exactly what you're thinking. Maybe you need something a little more city-friendly, something easier for summer street parking. We get it. And Chevy's SUV lineup, seriously impressive. Great styles, great prices. You'll look good and you'll feel good knowing you made a smart choice. And hey, maybe you're leaning toward the future. If an EV is on your mind, then your local Chevy dealer is ready to blow you away. They're ready to put you behind the wheel for a test drive and show you all the latest technology in these top-tier electric SUVs. Seriously, go check them out. Whatever you're looking for, head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Learn more, find your local dealer, and get ready to drive away happy. Because you deserve a Chevy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.